Good morning, I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Responding to the bombings at yesterday's Boston Marathon, Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee says he was shocked and saddened. He adds that Rhode Islanders' thoughts and prayers are with all of the victims and their families, as well as everyone in Massachusetts. Chafee says Rhode Island emergency personnel and state police have been in contact with their counterparts in Massachusetts and have offered to help with their ongoing response to the explosions. 156 Rhode Islanders were expected to participate in the Boston Marathon yesterday. Chafee says as of roughly 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, he had not heard of any injuries. We are working to update that information as we continue our coverage of this developing story. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is warning there will be an increased police presence in Boston today as authorities investigate the two bombings that occurred during the Boston Marathon. Patrick asked residents and visitors to the area to be patient.
People should expect, those who are riding the T, that there will be random checks of backpacks and other parcels. And we just ask everyone to be patient with that inconvenience for the time being. It is for the public's safety.
Anyone with information about yesterday's events should contact the FBI. Authorities are asking for pictures or video that might help them explain the explosions or any details from the scene. The FBI has set up a special marathon hotline at 1-800-225-5324. That's 1-800-CALL-FBI. Rhode Island Hospital has offered to help, but says it is not expecting to receive any of the injured victims from the marathon bombings. In Boston, a spokesman from Mass General Hospital says it is too soon to determine much about the bombs used based on the types of injuries they are seeing.
There's a lot of small metal debris. Some people have asked already about whether this were BBs or they were parts of bombs, and I just don't think we're able to say whether these are small bits of metal that were placed there intentionally or whether they were just part of the environment that were involved in the blast.
A source from a U.S. intelligence agency tells the Associated Press that as many as two unexploded bombs were found near the end of the Boston Marathon course as part of what appears to be a well-coordinated attack. In Rhode Island, residents who are behind on their utility bills will have a few more weeks until they lose power or water. Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch has more on that story.
The George Wiley Center urged the state's Public Utilities Commission to extend a moratorium on turning off the power or water, giving customers until May 1st. The PUC says it has pushed back the moratorium in the last few years, and concerns over the costs of a cold winter and the rising price of heating oil persuaded the commission to again give customers a little more time. The PUC says during a one-year period, anywhere between 30 to 40,000 customers will have their utility shut off. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And federal sequestration cuts have canceled this year's Quonset Air Show and may affect another popular Rhode Island outdoor venue. Waterfire creator Barnaby Evans says operation of the Providence Hurricane Barrier during waterfire shows is uncertain due to possible budget cuts. The hurricane barrier keeps water levels steady in downtown rivers during the waterfire show. Evans says options are being examined, and he says the opening waterfire on May 25th will go on as scheduled.